You get a bottle of scotch. Everybody gets a bottle of scotch. So this is actually a story within a story. First of all, I'm in Portland, Oregon, and I'm at this bar called The Limelight. And not to get caught up in details, but I end up at this table with a couple of guys who are rather intimidating, and they're intimidating to a Midwesterner because they're West Coast kind of tough guys. And what I mean by that is it turns out that they're fishermen. Okay, and they're not just any kind of fishermen. They fish for Alaskan king crab in the Arctic waters. And I'm like, really? Like Deadliest Catch? And they're like, yeah, you know, all like owning it, you know? Like Deadliest Catch. And it was a situation where I was already kind of intimidated and I could not be intimidated. And like I said, I can't record all the details on the internet, but I really was in a position where I couldn't be intimidated and I had to take kind of control of the situation. And I'm staring in the face of two legitimate fishermen. So of course I say, would you like to hear a fishing story? And they're like, really, you? The Iowan, you're going to tell us a fishing story. This is the story that I told them. So I'm in St. Louis.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis.
Much like Jesus did, I'm in St. Louis. And kind of similar thing, I'm finishing another documentary, a student documentary. And while I'm finishing the documentary, like at that time, you had to wait for all the footage to render, you know, like the software didn't move that fast. And there were, you know, 4 hours of just computer grinding that had to happen. And so I started surfing the web. And this is, of course, before Facebook and things. And I decided I wanted to start looking up all the people in the world named Dave Good. I'm like, I'm going to find all the Dave Goods. And I start finding all the Dave Goods of the virtual world. And it's getting kind of fascinating. You know, I'm like, well, you have weird things in common. And then I was like, oh, what I should do is I should have a Dave Good, like, international reunion and get all the Dave Goods of the world together. And then I'll make a documentary about it and it'll be like Dave Good's documentary about being Dave Good. But since it's the end of the semester and I'm graduating, my father has this deal that he's made with us, like, throughout our whole life, which is that when you graduate college, I will take you fishing in Canada with me and all my buddies from dental school. I leave school and I go on this fishing trip and I'm riding up to Canada in this suburban and I'm trying to keep my mouth shut, you know, because I got a big ponytail and I'm full of radical politics and these are, you know, conservative dentists and I don't want to say anything, you know, so I'm just keeping my mouth shut, which, you know, men are always impressed by. And so eventually one of them turns to me and says, you know, hey, you are like a filmmaker or you know, what do? You make documentaries. You know, what's that all about? And I was like, well, you know, actually my next project is I really like to make a documentary about all the people in the world named Dave Good, because my name's Dave Good. And what does that mean? Like Dave and Good and those two names and what's in a name? And the guy looks at me like, to quote Bill Hicks, like a dog being shown a card trick, you know, just like, it's just a thud. It's a lead balloon. And so anyways, I'm keeping my mouth shut and riding on my way up to Canada, and we get to Canada, and where we fish is one of those places where you fly a plane out to the middle of nowhere and you fish, you know, in a totally isolated spot. And so we get to where you're getting on this plane, and there's a plane and it's floating in the water, and I am suddenly nearly paralyzed by fear, like a profound fear. And every point in the story, I say this every time, and it's always true, like I'm afraid of large insects and I'm claustrophobic, but I'm not really afraid of flying, you know? It's not a normal thing for me. And they're weighing all the gear to make sure we've got like the right amount of people. And I'm just becoming more and more terrified. But whatever, of course, I'm getting on the plane. So I get on the plane with all the other dentists and we start to fly to the lake. And right away, the thing is some of these dentists, because dentists are unique people, are also pilots. A couple of them flew up to Canada, you know? And the pilots are like, something's not right. You know, something's just not right. Like, we're flying a little low. This feels a little choppy. Like, I just don't know what's wrong, but something's wrong, you know? And now my fear is, like, compounding, and I am really scared. And then another one of the dentists, again, multi-talented, pulls a guitar, and he starts playing Buddy Holly songs. And I'm just like, seriously, that's not cool. Like, people are laughing. Like, this is not a time for Buddy Holly, you know? terrified. And so we come in for a landing and we like buzz all these boats. It's like a crazy landing, but we land and we come to a stop at the dock. All the dentists are filing off the plane. And like I said, I'm full of radical politics at this point in my life. I mean, not that I'm not still, but I'm particularly full of them. And none of the dentists are saying thank you to the pilot, you know, like he's just some kind of servant or something. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but that's kind of how I felt. And as I'm waiting to file out, I'm like, I'm going to thank this pilot, you know, these guys. And so the last guy before me gets off the plane and I turn around facing the plane, shake the pilot's hand, and I say, hey, man, thanks for the ride. He says nothing. He turns around. He grabs a suitcase, falls on his face, and drops dead. He is dead. Okay, some of these dentists have had heart attacks, and also all dentists are trained in basic CPR. They cannot revive him. He's instantly dead. And I didn't even notice. I didn't even see him die. I'm like back on the dock, and they're like, wait, somebody's down or somebody's dead? Who's dead? What's going on? What's dead? The pilot died 1 minute after we landed. So it's a profound experience. Like everyone immediately, like I can tell what their religion is based on how they're talking about this and how they're dealing with it. And everyone's like, we can't tell our wives. And then of course, everybody immediately runs and tells their wife. And you know, like it's crazy intense. But what's amazing is it makes for a really incredible fishing trip, you know, because we are thankful to be alive. We've been broken down to the most human possible level. Like, we're a documentary filmmaker. I'm just another human. We're just humans trying to make it through this crazy world together. And, you know, it's awesome. And I bond with my father and I bond with all these dentists and another generation. And finally, the week is up and we're getting ready to leave. And as we're leaving, my dad and I are having a very serious conversation. I'm not like extremely serious, but we're taking it seriously. Are we going to fly out in two planes or one? Because it's like, if one, do we want one to go down so like at least one of us will make it? Or do we want to ride together so then we'll both go down? And I'm like, look, Dad, I want us to ride together so we both go down. I got two brothers to carry on the family line. I don't want to like fly out of here minus a dad. And, you know, he's like, I don't want to fly out of here minus a son. So cool, we have that conversation. My dad is one of those people who talks to everyone all the time. Like he can find a conversation to have with someone and he can have a conversation with someone at 4 a.m. while you're waiting for a plane. Like who talks at that moment, you know? So there's been one other kid on the trip and he and I are not getting along. This one other kid, I mean, he's just like everything that I'm doing where I feel like I'm being respectful to the elders and like I've created this like spiritual rite of passage kind of space. He's totally doing the whole like, I know more than you. And you know, if you guys would only pull your heads out of your asses, the country would be awesome. Bull. So anyways, maybe I'm contemplating this as it happens, but my dad goes and wanders off like he always does, talking to some person like he always does. And I'm not really paying attention. And then my dad walks up to me and there's two people walking with him. There's a man and his son. And the kid is like 12 years old. And my dad says, David, I want you to meet someone. This is David Good. Right? This 12-year-old kid, his name is David Good. No E on the end, just like mine. Straight up David Good. And he's from Webster Groves, Missouri. He's from where I go to college. Like it's Dave Good from my actual origin place, right? And so I don't know how this came up, but this other guy that I'm not getting along with well, who actually went to one of my rival high schools, like the same age, is like, hey, do you want to play horseshoes? And I'm like, Dave Good, come with me. So I take this 12-year-old kid to play horseshoes and I proceed to do my best over the course of horseshoes, give him like every life lesson I know. Like, look, your name's Dave Good. It's not going to be easy out there being Dave Good, you know? Dave Good needs to know that we pursue that which retreats from us, you know? The race does not go to the swift, Dave Good. And every time I do that, I swear to God, I hit every horseshoe. Like, I put on a horseshoe performance of the ages, destroy the guy from my rival high school. And just as I'm finishing up, this very young I always say Native American when I'm telling this story, but really Native Canadian runs up and he's a pilot and he's like, does anyone want to go to the next plane? And I'm like, okay, this is like a Native person. I'll cast my die with nature. And he flew us out of there and we went home. So at the Limelight in Portland, those two fishermen look back at me and they say, that's a pretty good fishing story.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.
Or what? We're going to edit that out.